You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. We are joined in studio, very exciting today, by the Maritime Aquarium at Norwalk. And it's Emily Lavin, Communications Lead, and Sierra Vivian, an Ambassador Aquarist.
Well, thanks for having us. It's yeah. Excited to be here.
I know, and you brought some little friends too, yeah.
Yes, we did. So I have two friends that I wanted to show you guys today. So first up, I have Sugar here. And Sugar's an eastern box turtle, so you can actually find her in your backyard here in Connecticut, which is pretty cool. She's about 20 years old. We kind of guessed that age right now.
How do you guess the age of a box turtle?
So for them, you can go off a few different things. It's mostly a guess. You can kind of look at a turtle and be like, oh, he's a little crusty. That's starting to get old. But for her, just based on size, based on how her scutes look, which are the scales on her shell. So cute. Turtles do have scales.
Oh, yeah.
And they do shed those, too, like every other reptile. So it's just based on how her shell looks, how she's shedding, things like that. So it's kind of a guess, but she can get upwards of 50 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Kevin, you can determine my age by crust. By the way, Scoot sounds like the cutest thing ever to describe scales.
Oh, yeah.
I know my daughter. She loves the Ninja Turtles, so she'd be very excited to see this and learn all of this.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. She is one of our ambassador animals, so she does come out for programs, birthday parties, camps. So you can actually pick to come and see her, which is really cool. She's not on exhibit, though, so your only chance of seeing her is to either book her or come to one of our encounters.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Yeah. And she comes to radio studios.
Yeah.
She looks very excited.
She's a radio star already. Yeah.
All right. And now tell us about Frodo.
So Frodo here, he's a blue-tongued skink, S-K-I-N-K.
Oh, yeah, I see the tongue.
A lot of people mix that one up.
Yeah.
so he is a blue-tongued skink. He does have that big blue tongue, which you can see he's sticking it out right now. Right now, he's just smelling you guys. That's kind of how he figures out his environment. But if he were a predator, he'd actually stick that up and blow it up like big, like a balloon.
The tongue.
Wow.
The tongue, yeah. Wow. So blue is one of the most unnatural colors in the animal kingdom, so it usually means poisonous or venomous. He's neither. He's actually probably one of our friendliest lizards. He loves watching us in the morning, doing all of his maintenance. But if you were really scared, it definitely looks pretty scary when he does it.
It's funny because his face looks kind of mean a little bit.
For skinks, they're known for being almost snake-like. Okay. So they have the super long body, really short, stubby legs, and then spade-shaped head. Specifically for him, his coloration and size makes him look like a death adder, which is a very common venomous snake where he's from in Australia.
Wow. It's cool, though, because as his tongue comes out, I'm like, he had some blue raspberry, like, ice or something.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah.
All right. He looks fun. He looks like he's a lot of fun. And then I heard something really interesting about their tails.
Yeah. So they can actually drop their tails. A lot of other types of lizards, like geckos and stuff, can do this as well. So if a predator were to latch onto his tail, he'd actually drop it, which is really crazy. The grossest thing is the tail does keep moving for a while once it's separated from the body.
Once it comes off.
It's like a decoy so that he can get away while the predator's focused on the moving tail on the ground. But for him, too, it does actually grow back. It'll never grow back the same, though. You can always tell a lizard that's had its tail regrown. It'll be discolored. It'll be weirdly shaped. You can definitely tell. So it'll never look the same again.
And they can do this like multiple times over their lifespan?
Or it's just once, usually.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's like a one use only. Got it.
That's so interesting. He does a lot of cool little things between the tongue and the tail. Yeah, that's
He's a really cool lizard.
That's awesome. Well, welcome to the studio, both of you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Travel Back in Maritime, that exhibit that's happening.
Travel Back in Maritime is our summer exhibit, and it features underwater giants that went extinct with the dinosaurs.
Oh, neat.
And it also draws connections between modern-day species and their ancient ancestors.
Oh, that's exciting.
Species you could still find in Long Island Sound.
And Jenna, you saw it, right?
Yeah, so I had the chance to visit the Maritime Aquarium the other day. And when you walk in, you just see these giant fossils. And you're like, where am I? This is so cool.
That's neat.
And so are there two fossils on display once you walk into one of the main areas?
Yeah, we actually have three fossils on display there. So we have a plethiosaur skull. And then when you look up immediately as you walk into the hall, you're going to see a 30-foot mosasaur.
Woo.
And a real ichthyosaur fossil from the Jurassic period.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's very neat. Kids will love that. And then the golden lion. Tell us about that one.
So Harley is our golden lion tamarin. He is brand new. Just came to the aquarium for people to see last week. And he is 10 years old. You could tell him apart from his friend Tonks, who's a Joffrey's tamarin, by his golden orange color. And he has this fluffy mane that shapes his face.
Oh, that's neat.
He also has this little box in his habitat that he has a door on. So he likes to open and close it, peek out at people as they walk by.
Oh, that sounds like a fun game. Like the kids, you know, lining up just to see the doors opening and closing. And there must be some other fun kind of exhibits and activities for the kids to participate in during the summer. Can you tell us more about some of that?
Yeah, so part of our travel back in Maritime, we have a fossil dig.
Yes.
So the kids can get their shovels, get their brushes, and look for fossils.
I know from having young kids, all they want to do is dig in the backyard all the dirt. So that's great to bring them there to do that.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And when it comes to membership, that's what a lot of people ask me all the time. Like, oh, do you have to have a member? Like, tell us a little bit about the membership, you know, situation down there.
Membership is one of the best ways to visit the aquarium because you get to go an unlimited amount of times for the entire year. And we have some new membership options that are more flexible. So you could bring up to 5 guests or up to 7 guests, depending on your membership. And it doesn't matter, kids, adults, more flexible.
Yeah.
And
It's so worth it, too, in the summertime, because the kids are always asking to do stuff on the weekends. And if you go more than a couple times, it's already worth it to go. Yeah.
And it's like one of the best ways to beat the heat, really.
Oh,
like
definitely.
You're there, you're surrounded by water and amazing animals, and there's AC, which is nice, too.
It's nice and cool in the aquarium if you're trying to escape the heat.
And I know a lot of people, especially in this area, they want either a job or to volunteer or, you know, be around the animals like you guys are. So tell us a little bit about volunteering there at the Maritime.
Our volunteers are so special. They facilitate a lot of interactions at our touch tanks.
Nice.
So they're creating those connections with Long Island Sound that make people care and make people want to conserve our environment. So they're really important to our mission.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the Maritime Aquarium, we love it because they're part of our I should have known that question that we do every day at 4 o'clock. So, yeah, we always love talking about the Maritime Aquarium and visiting, too. So thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Star 89.9. It's Kevin and Jenna.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third party ordering platforms.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.